3, 2, 1. Spanish matador Domingo Ortega once wrote, "Bullfight critics ranged in rows crowd the enormous plaza full, but only one there who really knows, and he's the man who fights the bull." The quote gained popularity when it was used by President John Kennedy to describe the often unfair criticism of those at the top of the political and social pyramid. That in turn got me to thinking about people who review books, television, fashion, and wine, why we assume they know what they're talking about, and why we think what they think really matters. I guess the issue isn't so much these folks write reviews. After all, anyone can write a review. My issue is the self-importance they place on themselves and their assumption they can somehow set the standard the rest of us are supposed to follow. Of course, nothing forces us to believe what the critics say, much less act on what they write. I was reading a review of reviewers the other day, and this writer was doing the very same thing he was accusing all of the other reviewers of doing. His review was riddled with psychobabble, just like what he was complaining about. And when I'm feeling particularly uncharitable, I have to ask, if the critics know so much about what movies and television programs should look like, why aren't they directing them? Maybe I just don't get it. After all, I don't recall ever sitting in a movie and thinking, "That is certainly interesting character development," or "That's an unusual juxtaposition of music and color," and I wonder if movie directors ever do that either. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to admit, I read the reviews, and I write critical reviews of reviewers, and in the process probably do the same thing I accuse them of doing. So, just listen to me, not those other folks, and I'll tell you the right way to think and why you should think it. I'm Larry Burris.